This message is a divine revelation of hell as given to Mary Catherine Baxter. I thank God for this opportunity to put on tape my book, The Revelation of Hell, which was given to me by the Holy Ghost and inspired by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My friends, I give God the glory, honor, and first place in my life. I pray that these tapes may go around the world and set many captives free. This is the work of God, and I pray that he may be exalted and get all the credit and honor. In 1976, when I lived in Detroit, Michigan, God saw fit to reveal unto me the depths, the degrees, and the levels, and the torments of hell. He also showed me revelations on the beasts, parts of heaven. He showed me about what happens to babies when they die. And he also revealed to me about the servants of God who did not obey their calling. He also brought the Word of God alive to me so that I may present it to you in the revelations and depths of the Holy Ghost. These things that you're about to hear are true. They are of God. This message will set the captive free and bring knowledge and understanding to the people of this world. I don't know why God chose me to reveal these things to the world. This message will go around the world, but there will be persecution. And the persecution will be worth it all. For if one soul gets to heaven through my testimony, it will be worth it all. If you could see the souls that are burning in flames of hell and the torments that are down there daily, second after second, minute after minute, hour after hour, you would cry out against hell. You would cry out against sin and doubt and unbelief. I was raised in a full gospel church, but do you know I never heard hell preached like God showed it unto me. I've heard other ministers talk about hell, but I've never heard hell preached like God showed it to me. But my friends, until God took me there, you cannot imagine the shock and the reality of what a soul goes through when it dies. When the books are opened before Jesus Christ, he alone has the power to cast your body and soul into hell. There is a God in heaven who created the heavens and the earth. He created you and every person who ever lived. He is a holy God, a God of love, righteousness, and justice. He is also a God of wrath, taking vengeance upon every soul and sinner. God cannot tolerate sin. God now commands every person to truly repent of his sins and to believe on his only Son, Jesus Christ, as the Savior and Lord. Jesus came down from heaven, born of Virgin Mary, lived a holy life, and finally died on the cross of Calvary, shedding his precious blood as an atonement to God for our salvation, if we would only believe in him. Now I will go into the depths of my vision. The Lord took my spirit out of my body and translated me into hell with him. I walked with Jesus Christ of Nazareth through these experiences that I'm about to share with you. I was in my home praying in Detroit, Michigan in 1976, and I'd been praying for weeks in the Holy Spirit. I'd gone to a full gospel businessmen's meeting, and I'd been desiring the Holy Spirit, and Demas Shikari prayed with me when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I was praying that night in my home, and it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, God visited me. My husband and my children were in bed, and they were all asleep. As I was preparing to go to bed, suddenly a bright light appeared at the foot of my bed. And in the center of the light was Jesus Christ, and he was in the form of a human. He was about 6'3", very broad shoulders. He had eyes like rivers of eternity, and he had a Jewish look, and he had a Jewish haircut. He manifested himself to me in this way, and he reached out his hand out of the center of the light, and he said, "Come, come with me." And immediately my spirit came out of my body, and I stood beside Christ, and I looked at my body on the bed by my husband, and the Lord Jesus said to me, "Fear not, for you shall go with me, and we shall go down into the depths of hell, and you shall tell this report unto the world." My friend Jesus was with me during the walking, the talking, and I asked him many questions, for I'm not afraid of the Lord. And he said unto me, "Come, my daughter." And when he spoke, the top of my bedroom seemed to roll back, and I went up with Jesus through the roof of my home. And I looked back at my family, and he said, "Fear not, for they shall be safe." Jesus said, "I say unto the people, hear and live unto me, and fear not man, but fear God. For I, the Lord, can cast your soul into hell, not Satan.